Thank you for calling Amex Health. My name is Ricky. May I please have your first and last name, please?
Yes, good morning. I am Delisa Jones.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. And you said that first and last name again, please?
Delisa is D as in Delta, E as in Edward, L as in Love, I as in India, S as in Sam, A as in Apple. The last name is Jones, J-O-N-E-S.
Okay, you said Delisa Jones. Okay, and can you verify the address for me, please, ma'am?
The address you would have would be 13230 Chanel, C-H-A-N-E-L Drive, Houston, Texas, 77044.
Okay, and thanks so much for that information as well, ma'am. Pulling up your account information now. One moment. Okay, I do see that you did have an, well, I see that this may be an Olin count from 2018, looks like, for the vitamin D3 in the Omex Otapur 2-box subscription. Okay, no problem. And Matt, that's why you called in today?
Yes, I actually called in yesterday also.
Oh, okay.
Spoke with the representative and also had that representative check with a manager or supervisor to ensure that my account was canceled, and I am told yes. Now, the address that you have is an old address for me from October, okay? So I haven't lived at that address in the past 6 months. However, I'm trying to figure out why have you all charged my credit card $62? Now, yesterday, I found out from the representative as well as the supervisor, and you have confirmed again this morning by your statement, this is an old account. It is not active. I need to have this $62 that has been charged to my account refunded, please.
Okay, and let me see do you have in the previous account. Okay.
Actually, I need to check the account to find out if you all have charged it other than this. Because I'm seeing Sunday, April the 3rd, a $62 amount was charged to the account. I do need to check on other months as well because, you know, maybe this.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So, what I was actually able to take the much, thank you so much for the information. I was actually able to locate in our another system. So I do see that you do have a previous order that is saying your next order date is going to be June the 2nd of 2020. So you're wanting to cancel, correct? Let me go back and look at
you. 2020?
Of 2022, I'm sorry. 2022.
Okay, so I shouldn't have any orders. That's why I believe that on my credit card, you all have charged me way more times than April. And I moved out of the address into the new home in October. So I'm not quite sure. I need to go back on my statement and see how many times you all have charged me because you'll need to give that money back.
Okay. Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold, ma'am?
Oh, no, that's fine with you.
Look at that account, okay?
No one even...
Okay, so I'm seeing the last order was placed on the 16th of... Well, that was old. I'm sorry. Still looking at old.
Okay,
because
I haven't placed any orders.
Okay,
I
yes, ma'am. So...
You haven't been in orders placed.
Okay, I'm going to place you on a brief hold, okay?
Sure.
Okay, I'm still okay.
And it's very disturbing for me that I called in yesterday and I was on the line for over 30 minutes with a representative
and as she spoke with a supervisor, and no one even found what you've just found. The only thing they told me yesterday was a confirmation that it had been canceled.
Excuse me. Okay, and you said you were, when the last time were you charged, ma'am? I'm sorry.
Well, the last time I was charged was just this, was April the 3rd.
April the, okay, so I am saying that you were actually canceled. I'm just trying to see, you were canceled recently. Let me see the date that you were canceled, though. And you said you were charged April the 3rd?
That was the last time I was charged, but the cancellation shouldn't have been recently. I actually canceled this months ago, way in the 2021 time frame prior to my moving, so it would have not been recent.
Okay.
I should have written it down yesterday. The person did tell me yesterday that this was canceled. I think she said back in July of 2021, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, no problem. So I'm just right now, looking at your account and seeing everything. Okay, so just give me a brief moment. Okay. And I'm looking at the notes. Okay, so that is from 2021. Okay. So, yes, ma'am. So, it looks like an order hasn't been shipped out for 2021. I'm sorry, since 2021. And you said you, so did you cancel this year, or was it like, was it recently this year?
Oh, no. It
so, it was last
been,
year?
Yes. I think it was more around the July. It could have been around July, August of 2021, but I haven't had anything to do with OMAC in 2022 at all. It would have been in 2021, around the July, August time frame.
Okay, I'm just trying to find the charge that you're saying you were charged. And how much was you were charged to get mail?
Okay, so I'm actually going to look over my account because I think you all have been charging me more. But on April the 3rd of 2022, OMAC charged my credit card ending in $6,262 on April 3rd, 2022. I'm also about to take a look because maybe you all have been charging me all along, and I just hadn't paid any attention. So what
okay.
I'm going to do is I am going to look back on my statements right now to see how many times this $52 shows up.
Okay. No problem.
Because I just happened to be looking at the statement this morning by chance, and this OMAC just happened to, you know, show up. So let me just look back. And you don't see that. You don't see that you all have charged my account.
No, ma'am. Not
wow.
This year. No, ma'am. I'm sorry. But I'm
wow.
still looking into it, okay? See what we can do, okay? Just bear
okay.
with me a moment. Still looking into it.
It was April the 3rd of 2022.
April the 3rd of 2022. Let's see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm going back to July of last year to see whether or not y'all have charged my account. What is the cancellation date that you're showing?
One moment, I have to go back to it. I'm going back to it now. Okay, I'm sorry. I had to exit off of it because I was trying to see about the charge. Okay, so what I'm seeing is, ma'am, so the old account was canceled on March the 16th, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing that you do actually have another account, is what I was able to locate with that information. It was for the Ultra Pure, the two-box subscription. So that is what it is. So you have actually two accounts.
Okay, so I shouldn't have any account.
A new account was created. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, go right ahead.
Okay, the new account was created on 6/7, ma'am, of 21. Let me see. Yeah, it was created on, yes, ma'am. So I'm looking at that. It was created on the June the 7th, 2021.
Okay, let me say this right now. Cancel that. I shouldn't have any account.
Okay, so you're trying to cancel, ma'am? Is there any reason you would like to cancel today?
Well, yes, ma'am. I no longer want the product. I haven't been receiving the product. If this was done in June, I actually moved out of the house. Well, I moved out of the house in October, so I don't know what happened between June. But anything after October, I haven't even seen or heard from OMAC.
Okay, so no problem. Do you mind if I play? I'm going to play you in a brief hold moment, okay, ma'am?
Sure, uh-huh.
Okay, just going to go ahead and get that account canceled for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm just notating everything, okay?
Mm-hmm, thank you.
Okay, get a counsel for you. I'm just letting you know I'm still here, okay, ma'am? I'm just getting everything done for you. Just bear with me. Make sure it's canceled so that you won't be charged. Anything else on this account? Okay. So I was able to go to get that account. So I do have your cancellation number, ma'am. It's going to be 800-763. So now your account is completely canceled. You will not receive any more charges or anything else.
Okay. I am disputing the charge that I am showing for the month of April. Can I request a refund? And here it is again. In August, you all charged me $62. That was... Oh, okay. I'm going to let August go because I was still in the house. Don't remember whether or not I got any OMAC or not, but that was August. Anything after the October time frame, I'm disputing that because I did not. I don't know where this new account came from. I don't have a clue. But let me go September. Not seeing any.
Okay, so you're saying that you already filed the dispute, ma'am, or you're going to file the dispute? I'm sorry.
No, I'm one asking a question. Can I request a refund for these months that I did not authorize the OMAC? Anything after October of 2021, I had nothing to do with. I had no clue that there was even an OMAC account even still open. So I'm seeing on October the 6th, I was charged again. So it looks like to me I've been charged. How often do you all charge my account? Because I'm not seeing it every single month. I'm seeing it look like every 2 months.
Sorry, it was every 2 months subscription. That's what it was. Let me go ahead and, I'm sorry, you were still saying something? Go ahead.
Oh, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. I was just in awe.
Okay. Let me go ahead and place you on a brief hold, ma'am, see what we can do for you, okay? How about that charge? One moment. Okay, just bear with me one moment. Can't just let you know I'm still here, ma'am, when I'm noting and everything, okay?
Okay, and I'm checking for all of these charges that I'm wanting to get refunded for. I don't understand why yesterday no one found that there was still an active account, even when I called to confirm. Thank you.
Okay, let me place you on a brief hold moment. Okay, so I was able to go ahead and get you canceled, ma'am, and you will receive the refund for that most recent charge of that $62. It will go back into your account in 3 to 5 business days. And is there anything else I could do for you today?
Yes. Can my call be escalated to a supervisor? I'm wanting to request these refunds that were back in the month in which I no longer even live at the address that you all have. Did not receive any products from you all before I go and dispute it through my credit card company.
Okay, let me place you on a brief hold, Mama, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Okay, and that's no problem, ma'am. So I'm going to go ahead and actually get you over to my supervisor, okay? Let me go ahead and notate that account and everything and let her know why I'm getting you over and everything. And I'll be glad to get you right over, okay?
Sure. Thank you.
You're welcome, of course. No problem. I hope you get that issue solved, okay? One moment.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I'm getting right over now. Thanks for being so patient to hold it for me.
Thank you.